like an evangelist.
Yo, 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 welcome to the Christmas special.
Middle of the winter, I pull up in a vert. It's the middle of December, she pulled up in a skirt. Santa Claus of the hood, I pull up with the work. They call me East Atlanta Santa, when up on me get murked. Just trapping through the snow, selling 9 half a bricks and 4 waves. Over the hills we go, got an extendo and an 8. Neighborhood philanthropist, I'm selling bills of preaching like an evangelist, but I don't fuck with amateurs. I draw spiders, yeah, tarantulas. My diamonds are immaculate. I'm not on no romantic, but I'm cooking candles. So trio can't handle it, but damn. Don't face and look, cause walk ain't no basic. The teacher teaching the arithmetic, show you how to whip a brick, learn you how you run your clip, and told you how to kill a smile. Yeah. Yonko, she a freaky chick, but damn, she on this sneak. Ran out with a half a zip, and now I got a slap of trash. These rocker labels broke it. Ricky Dicky Rockers. I sell more than a Mexican. My dog fool, yeah, it's excellent. They started selling Christmas.
Yo, rally towels. Welcome to the Christmas special. You are listening to
104.9 WGRH Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. It's the Hour Influence. Once again, this is the Kyle. Hype Henry in the studio. Carnivorous Connor and Bodacious Brendan. Also, we'll be in later. The Love Doctor.
Welcome, welcome one, welcome all. So we're going to start you guys off with some fire. We got Kyle and the Chopper, special edition from Santa's sleigh. Let's see if we connect from that high, high altitude. Let's see, can we get there? Can we get there? Who's that? Is that Santa? I think it is.
Oh, whoa. It's very difficult to see what's going on around campus up in the sleigh today. Hey! Yo, scooch over, Santa! Blitzen! Jesus Christmas! Stop stinging up the sleigh! Oh, I know I shouldn't have given you all that non-alcoholic eggnog last night. Moving on. People are packed in every study location possible as we start to plow our way through the finals. Some slackers are out in the quad, building some forts for some epic snowball fights. Also, it seems you guys in the studio may be stuck in there all day as the snow piles up. Quick PSA, stock up on your hot cocoa.
Thank you. Let's get back to the actual studio. And it seems we have a live weather report from the North Pole.
Ooh. Oh, God. Guys, it's really cold out here. I'm out on the quad, and right now it's 31 degrees, all right? So it's snowing. It's going to be snowing all day. Oh, my goodness. All day until 9 p.m. tonight. We're going to have some beautiful snow. It's going to be a cool, crisp 31 degrees all day. And looking tomorrow, oh, no. All the snow might be gone, guys. It's going to be a high of 40. It's going to be sunny. That's no good. Moving on to the rest of the week, it's going to be cloudy. So, you know, maybe a little bit more snow. Maybe ski weather coming back up. But right now, I'm just freezing. I really want to get back in the studio, guys. So I'll catch you back there. Send it back to you.
Wow. Thank you so much. Oh, it's still even pretty cold in the studio. Okay, so now, of course, we have Sport Update of the Week. You got Brendan Cronin on this. Let's hear it.
Sports report.
All right, I'll let you guys go in here. We have a little basketball update here. Our men's basketball is 1-7, really slacking this year. Another loss against Penn the other night. Women's basketball 3-5, though, kind of getting it back together. I'm going to give you a little update on the Lafayette bobsled team. Taking the luge today, practicing the sled on Pardee Hill. Huge matchup against Hogwarts in the upcoming year. Curling team sweeps their way to the top of the national rankings as they had a huge upset last week against Assumption College. Cross-country skiing. Big contribution this week from Bobby Muscles and Tiny T's. The cross-country skiing team takes home the Lehigh Valley Cup in the extravagant win over Lehigh University. Figure skating. The brother duo of Max Perino and Peter Perino have a magnificent and fluid performance as they skate together for the final time. Peter's low center of gravity, it works perfect to shoot Peter into the sky and allow for an amazing act. Beer drinking team, new school record this past weekend of 9:30s in an hour, crushes the previous record held in the 1986 team, captained by the infamous Big Batch. College football update here, we get the Rose Bowl, number 3 Georgia versus number 2 Oklahoma, 5 p.m. on the Rose Bowl, Pasadena, California. Sugar Bowl, number 4 Alabama versus number 1 Clemson, 8:45 p.m. ESPN, Mercedes-Benz Bowl in New Orleans. And we got BMS versus Blackwell. Alex Brand throws for 500 yards, 7 touchdowns, and Thad Castle has 6 sacks, interception in the BMS victory, 69-20 in the Toilet Bowl. That is your sports update. Let's bring back the studio.
Ho, ho, ho. Thank you so much. So with that, we're going to play some nice White Christmas. We'll be right back. This, again, is the one and only
Hour of Influence, which is on 104.9 FM WJRH Lafayette College Radio of Easton, Pennsylvania. We'll be back in a few. Listen to this beautiful song.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. The white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops listen and cheer.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Christmas special of
WJRH 104.59 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. I am the Connor, not the Kyle, so I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, we're going to redo that. Connor is really bad at that. So you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. The Out of Influence. We're back.
There you go. There you go.
Wait.
Wait. Let me see. Oh, no. Something's happening in the studio. Oh no. Oh crap. Crap, crap, crap. It's an avalanche. It's an avalanche. Oh, get us out. Get us out.
We're stuck.
We're stuck.
Yeah! Ah! Get the door,
Gal. Get the door. We're jammed. We're jammed.
Oh my God. We can't get out.
No. What are we going to do?
If anyone's out there, bring your shovels, bring your plows, bring your hands, bring your heaters, bring whatever you can.
All the Canada Gooses.
Help us get out. All the Canada Gooses that you have. Help us get out.
It's getting a little cold in here, guys. I don't know how long I can stay in here.
Oh, gosh. Oh, God.
We have to build a fire soon.
It's like the Tower of Terror, but with snow. Okay, well, I don't know how we're going to get out of this, but luckily, our friends at NPR... Once again, just like last week, are willing to talk to us. Let's see if we can connect. We'll let you know if we make it out. Get the flamethrower! Get the flamethrower! Shut up! Okay, wait, let's see if we can get him. Ah.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope you're having a splendid day out in the beautiful weather. Now, with us today in the studio is the author of the fabulous cookbook, More to Christmas Than the Mistletoe, by Joe DePoe. Joe, it's a real pleasure to have you here today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Joe, this is your second coming book, correct? Your first being the best-selling book, More to Halloween Than Candy Corn. It was such a delight to read through. Did you borrow any recipes from that book, or is your sophomore release strictly au naturel?
Well, as I can say, I'm surely GMO-free. But let's just say there's treats in both books.
Splendid. Your book is surely not the typical cookbook, wouldn't you say?
Well, yeah. It's what I feel a cookbook should be.
Awesome. So, for those of you who haven't had the pleasure to flip through this cookbook in your local Barnes & Noble, Joe takes a picture with all his delectable treats. But Joe, I have a question. Why do you take a picture with your food holding it with nothing but an apron on?
Well, because the human body itself is art, and my treats are art, so it only makes sense. And if you think about it, an apron is the only thing you need.
Wow. All right. Now, would you mind sharing one of your favorite recipes from the book, a little excerpt?
Oh, I would. Well, I'm saving my eggnog recipe for the end of the interview.
Ooh.
But... You know,
I can't wait.
I guess I'll share one of my other eggnog recipes. For this, can I get some smooth flute? Ooh, thank you so much. So, I came up with this recipe. I was stranded on an island. I think it was the Caribbean after a sailing trip. I washed ashore, and I saw no one but myself. And I realized the only one that could save me was Santa Claus on his one-horse open sleigh. And even though it ended up being the U.S. Navy that saved me, I always felt like I owed Santa Claus something very much. So, here's my eggnog recipe. So, first, combine milk, cloves, 1/2 teaspoon vanilla, and cinnamon in a saucepan, and heat over the lowest setting for 5 minutes. Slowly bring milk mixture to a boil. In a large bowl, combine egg yolks and sugar. Whisk together until fluffy. Oh. Stir in rum, cream, 2 teaspoons vanilla, and nutmeg.
Wow.
That's how you make it.
That is delightful.
Thank you.
Now, I'm a little bit more of a serious question for you, and a little bit of a critique, may I say, but can you tell me why there are no Star of David cookies, menorah pudding, or yarmulke brownies littered in your book? All I could see were Santa Claus and Christmas trees.
Well, when I crashed upon that island, I thought Santa Claus would save me, not Hanukkah Harry.
Yeah, this is NPR Fair. And I think that this is not actually the Christmas season. This is the holiday season, as we cannot leave out the wondrous holiday of Kwanzaa.
# not our Christmas.
And the oily holiday, because there's a lot of oil involved in it, of Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Wow. So we really have to be very inclusive in holiday season, as even I, as a non Christian human being, I think I should, as much as I love Christmas, the music, the whole environment that's brought with it, I think we should still include everyone.
Well, maybe you should write
MP Arthur.
Maybe you should write your own cookbook. Maybe you should write your own cookbook.
I don't know who invited you to speak.
Yeah, sorry. It is Happy Holidays, but I don't mean to offend anyone. But just for this cookbook, I wanted to focus on some Christmas delights.
Yes. So there we go, everyone. There's more to Christmas than mistletoe by Joe DePoe. Where can they find it, Joe?
So I only released this book on vinyl, so that way you can listen to my soothing voice as you cook up and make and bake some beautiful creations. You can find it at every hipster store ever. And in 20 years, I'll be coming out with a CD. Wow. And I'm releasing 26 hardcovers that will retail for everything. And there's a special edition that I'll be releasing at an Elizabeth Warren fundraiser. It's going to be wonderful. So thanks so much,
Joe,
for having me on.
It sure was a treat to have you in today. Thanks so much, and have a great Christmas.
Holiday!
Thank you. I'll make sure to bless up. Oh my gosh. Okay, we got the flamethrower going all the way. We got the flamethrower all the way. Come on. We're back at the studio.
Push, Kyle, push!
Go, 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 go. We broke three! We broke three! Oh, he's burning alive! Oh gosh.
We don't like him anyways.
Oh gosh. Okay, wait, let's see if we can burn through it. Okay. Ooh.
At least it's getting a little warmer in here, guys.
Yeah, ooh. Try for those third-degree burns. I've never been cold and hot at the same time. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Okay.
We're running out of gas. We should let it leak.
Seems like we're heating up. Let's go to commercial break while we figure this out. Okay, we'll see you guys in a few. There, once again, you are listening to
WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This is the Hour of Influence. This is the Kyle speaking. We also have Hype Henry in studio, Carnivorous Connor, Bodacious Brendan, Love Doctor. He may or may not be coming in. It's very hot in here.
God save our souls.
He's got to stay cool and calm, but ladies, but we'll be back.
Okay, yeah, listen to this Ronette Sleigh Bells trap remix. We'll be back in 2 minutes. We'll be right back. Welcome back.
Welcome back to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania.
Let me just tell you, the snow has been melted. We are free. We are free, and we're staying warm in our gooses.
Yeah, Canada gooses. I don't
have a goose. I'm more of a North have a few, face kind of guy. Yeah.
Okay, a few quick PSAs. We'll start off with Brendan.
Always put mini marshmallows in your hot chocolate. Big ones don't work out.
No can do with the big ones.
Carnivores. Nah, nah, nah.
Guys, even though Santa can do it, doesn't mean you can. Stay out of your chimneys this season, all right, guys?
what a guy. All
right.
So, with that being said, we have a special treat, Christmas edition. We not only have several emails from our own students at Lafayette College, we have some from the North Pole. So, with that being said, let's get some Santa baby for the Love Doctor. You just feel that love in the air.
Oh, welcome, Love Doctor.
Thanks.
Hello, hello, hello.
Sit down, sir.
Glad to be back, glad to be back.
So, I'm sure you love Santa Baby. Song about someone cheating on their husband with Santa. Kind of weird if you listen to the lyrics, but it's kind of, I guess it's a little sensual. So,
he is a jolly guy.
So with that being said, let's get started. So, straight out of Lafayette. So, should I make a move on a former girlfriend over winter break from K-Mine?
K-Mine always having these troubles. Alright, so former girlfriend over break. How to approach this is you have to see what your situation is right now. If you haven't talked to her in a little bit, is it a boyfriend or girlfriend?
They don't say.
Didn't say.
Didn't say girlfriend.
What is up? Didn't say. Always came on.
Significant other.
Significant other. Yeah. I think you have to see what the situation is. I mean, if you've been talking, still being connected, I think you can make the move. But if you kind of let the relationship kind of just go down and take a real break for a little bit, I think it would be kind of awkward maybe to kind of make a move right away, but...
That's you have a mom,
doctors.
Okay,
yeah,
thank you.
You could kind of build it up, you know, maybe connect in the few weeks that you are together, and then maybe make the move by the month is over.
That is nice. So, next question. So, I work in an elf workshop, and I want to know how I can ask out a cute elf on the other side of the factory. What should I do, love doctor? Best regards, Elfie the elf. P.S. Watch your stockings this Christmas for an extra treat.
Love these elf questions. Well, elves, obviously good at making gifts. I think the way to do that is you make a gift for the person that you're interested in. Maybe a nice little cute basket with gifts in them, or maybe like a flower for your significant other. Ask her out on an elf date, a little elf date, and see where it goes from there. I mean, you never know. Elves have love, too. You gotta make other elves.
Oh, that is nice. Next question. What is the right amount of money to spend on a present for my boyfriend, McKean Hall?
Now, I think this could be a complicated situation for couples. It's college. I think relationships are developing.
Yes.
And may not be a relationship for a while, but you have the tendency to buy gifts that might be very expensive. So I think it depends on the people in the relationship. If you do like the other person, maybe you're willing to spend more money on that person. And if you're in a relationship for a while, I think that you should spend money on them. I mean, if you're in a relationship for a year, 2 years, 3 years, you should spend money on them for this special time of the year. It's Christmas. It's a time of giving.
Can we get into specifics, love doctor? Let's go.
Specifics?
Let's go 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
2 months. No. Let me give it out all to right, you. No. So, first situation. 3 weeks, have not met any parents. You FaceTime with the sister.
$50.
$50. 2 months, you've met the mom.
$70.
$70. Okay. Since September, the mom, or the guy has met the sister and the grandparents. And not only that, but the guy... Or the girl has met the guy's dad.
Oh, that's a big one. I think that could be upwards of $100.
I think it really comes down to how much you love them. I mean, if you
can't put love in a monetary value, it's impossible.
Really? That sounds like the world's oldest profession.
What?
Oh, just kidding.
Oh, you're a good one.
Yeah.
All
right.
You can't put it in monetary value. It's just impossible.
This is a very important question. I think you should turn down the music, Harry.
I just turned out a little bit. I like it.
Yeah, that's very nice. All right. This one's also coming from the North Pole. So, I'm always looking after my husband, as he's always trying to keep up with his work. He works all year round and doesn't really have much time for me. He's always looking after these little, I don't even know what they are called, but I always take care of him when he's sick, and I even saw all of his clothes and made his favorite red and white outfit that he wears one night every year since the beginning of time.
Wow.
So, do I keep supporting him? I mean, he does provide gifts for everyone around the world, but he never has that much time for me.
Signed, Mrs. C. So Mrs. we're not C? Sure who that is, yeah, but she's in the North Pole.
That's a little weird. Do not people live in the North Pole? That's all right. I think that it has to come down to do you love Mr. C? Do you love him enough where even if he doesn't show you enough time, there are still feelings and you can spend time together? And also, I think you have to talk to him, make sure that he makes time for you. I mean, is he really busy enough where he's working every single day for the entire year? I mean, come on now.
Thank you. Right. So, next question.
This is our last question, actually.
Actually, second to last.
Oh, second. Oh, wait. Was there a recent addition?
What question?
Someone just write in?
Yeah. No. I just forgot to copy and paste it.
Okay.
Do you want me to take this one?
Yeah. Take this one first.
Okay.
So. I have to up my wage. Getting a lot of questions.
Well, you are the love doctor, and you only show up for 5 minutes every week. So, yeah. we're getting our use out of you. So, next question. I want to break up with my high school sweetheart over the break. How do I do that when I'll be hanging with that friend group the whole time?
Hang with the friend group?
Yeah.
They're in a friend group together?
Yeah, mixed friend group.
Mixed friend group.
So girls, guys.
Well, I mean, just how you break up with anybody. I've talked to them.
So you don't think it's... Okay. Well, that's a good answer.
Yeah, plain and simple.
Plain and simple.
Hey, I'm here to make love, not destroy love.
Plain and simple. This comes from the...
The girl's going to be sad, but we don't want to break her heart.
It's coming from a love dentist over here.
Love dentist.
Love dentist right here. I think that you got to put it straightforward. You got to give your reasons. Yeah. You got to say it in person, not over the phone, not over text. So here's the last and all important question. Love doctor, are you ready over here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you're here? Okay. So this is coming in from Roof.
Yeah. Roof.
My girlfriend is coming down to visit me. She's very excited to meet all of my friends. But the all-important question here, does she sleep on the floor or in my bed?
Easy question.
Whoa.
Easy question, easy answer. In the bed, obviously. I mean, come on. You're not going to make your girlfriend sleep on the floor.
Yeah, I think especially... Yeah.
This is your significant other. You want to spend time with her in the bed.
Yeah, in this beautiful college, Lafayette College here. Work hard, play hard mentality.
Although, if it is your friend that's coming to sleep...
No, it's your girlfriend.
No, but if it is your friend, don't you think that you should sleep... on the ground or in another room?
Do you have any specific instance where this happened to you, Henry?
No, I don't. It's just what I've been hearing.
Just pop it up in your head?
Yeah. What would you do, love doctor?
If a friend came down?
If someone else's friend came down.
My roommate's friend came down.
Where would your roommate be sleeping?
Is the friend a girl or a guy?
Friend's a girl, but it's totally platonic.
But they're not a thing.
Not a thing whatsoever.
I'm staying in the room. I'm sleeping on my bed.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Case closed.
Exactly.
Okay, so with that being said, we're going to go to a nice, smooth commercial break. But the phone lines are now open.
All right, well, it's...
After the commercial break.
It's been a good year with Love Doctor. We'll have to see you guys next semester.
Beautiful. Thank you, Love Doctor. Let's clap it up.
Golf class like, for the Love
Doctor. Okay, we have some shout-outs before the break.
A shout-out to one of our biggest fans, Juliana. Always there, always listening.
Shout out to
all the Summit citizens.
Obi-Trite.
The Obi-Trite.
Obi-Yams.
Obi-Yams.
Yeah.
The Perinos.
Sketch planers.
Sketch planers. Basically everyone in that area of New Jersey. the playing field too. We don't have that many listeners.
Shout out to Central Mass.
Martha LaWand. Shout out to Martha LaWand.
Yeah, shout out to Lafayette Kill.
Yeah.
Shout out to
the Kirby's.
Yeah. Shout out to Council Rock North area. New Hope.
Shout out to Rex Tillerson.
Shout out to Big Bri.
Yeah.
Shout out to Big Meg Sue. Murphy.
Big Sue.
Your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Love you. What about Little D? Shout out to Little D.
Shout out to Louis Blumenthal.
Oh, my girlfriend's
dog.
Not listening.
Yeah. And then, of course, a shout out to all of our anonymous listeners at home. Some of you have emailed us in the last week. Shout out to Mark, the Uber driver. Shout out to Louis, the Uber driver. Shout out to Jose, who's not an Uber driver.
Not all Uber drivers.
And, you know, last week we said we wanted some of you guys to email us and say what you're feeling. So we're going to read some of your guys' notes after the break. But with that being said, we're going to throw on some Christmas jingles. And of course, feel free to email us and hit our line at thehourofinfluence_WJRH@gmail.com. So we're going to play some Frosty the Snowman. And we'll be right back. You're listening to
WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. The Hour of Influence here. Might go a little bit over an hour, but we're going to go as long as we feel like.
We don't really have where to go.
Especially in this Christmas season.
I'm feeling it.
We have finals, but we're pretty smart kids. So
it's a work hard, play hard mentality.
Silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, say, catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town right to the traffic cop, and he only paused a moment when he heard him holler, stop. For Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye, saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday.
I'm done. We're back to the one and only WJRH 24.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. I'm an influence. That was not fast forward.
Oh, folks. Slow
not
down.
Fast forward.
Slow down.
That was live. All right. So we're going to start off with our the gifts that we would give to. Oh,
but first.
Oh, but first, calling in. You can do it whenever you want now. Call into 610-330-5316. Once again, 610-330-5316. And when you call in, you're going to tell us maybe your favorite gift that you've gotten over the years, or a really good gift that you could give someone else.
Wonderful.
Some suggestions.
Something, yeah. Or something you're looking forward and you hope you get.
Yeah.
This year.
A little wink, wink.
Ooh. No, not at all.
Yeah, so I'm going to start us off and say what some gifts that I would like this Christmas, even though I don't celebrate Christmas, so it'd be for Hanukkah. So, I think Lincoln Logs are actually coming back in. So, and I'm an engineer here, so work hard, play hard mentality. So I really want to. Oh, Colin.
Let me see if we can, I can connect.
Oh, someone's calling it.
I've used my phone skills. Photos off. Pick up. Connect. Let me raise the phone up. Okay. It should be. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
Henry, it's Matt.
Oh!
The Obetroit OG member.
So if you, so what is your favorite Christmas? Hey, what is your favorite Christmas present? You forgot.
Oh, so my favorite Christmas present of all time has got to be when I got my GameCube in kindergarten. That was amazing. I got
kindergarten
Luigi's Mansion and Super Mario Sunshine. Yep.
Wow.
Wow. And what is the best gift you ever got someone else, or something you would like to get someone else one day?
Best gift I've ever gotten someone else. I got my brother
shocking tool?
Nintendo 3DS.
Ooh,
well, that
and
was big.
Of course, the shotgun tool for the boys. Always.
Yeah.
Always. But, yeah, those are the best Christmas gifts I've given and best Christmas gifts I've gotten. You guys are doing great today, by the way. I love it. Sorry I couldn't be there.
Love you, Max.
It's okay. You're yeah. Okay, we'll see you, buddy.
Yeah, see ya.
All right, so continuing on my gifts, I would also like some wax candles. Can't go wrong with those. Nah, I don't want any of that scented kind. Ah! Keep cutting me off, people.
You're a mess. Okay, let me connect again. Hello, you're listening to The Hour of Influence. Merry Christmas.
Hello? Someone here?
Hello?
Wait.
No, we did. I don't think we did. Wait.
Okay. Continuing on my guest I want. I would also like some mittens. Can't go wrong with those. Caller.
Hello? Oh, gosh. Wait. Hello? Oh, they're connecting now. You got to speak up.
Turn it up.
It's all the way up.
That one. Yeah, that one.
This one is all the way up. Hello? Hello? Meg. Oh, no. Share up again. Okay. This. Brandon. Gotta get your girl under control with this one. She's not on use a phone. Okay. But. Yeah, anyway. Nah. So, back to the wax candles.
So back to the wax candles. I just don't think that any scent really matters. Like all the, my nose has pretty much been burned out from going in the sauna too much. Burn out all those.
Yeah, my nose has been smelling. Really dry lately.
Yeah, very dry. A lot of nosebleeds.
Oh, I'll tell you about nosebleeds.
But yeah, let's move on to Brendan with his Christmas gifts that he would like.
Christmas gifts that I would like?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a tough
or,
one.
I mean, that you've gotten your favorite Christmas gifts in the past.
That's well, you took my idea. I'm a big Lincoln Logs guy. Engineers, you know, civil engineers trying to like build those bridges and houses. Big Barbie set guy back in my day, actually. Rescue Heroes, that was a classic.
Those are two completely different sets. How are you so passionate about both?
How am I so passionate about golf?
Yeah, like I used my Rescue Heroes set until I was like 16 years old.
Really?
I got it when I was 3.
Dude, same.
I use them. I get my money's worth, even though I'm not paying for it.
Did you have the video game too?
No. I stayed with the classics.
I had the video game.
I watched the shows though. Learned all the
shows were great.
Learned all the lessons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep warm.
Yeah. Exactly.
So the snowmobiles.
Yeah, tsunami hit. You know what to do. Fire. The fire in the houses. You know what to do.
You know what to do.
All right.
And see, I think me and Brendan, as engineers, we kind of, like, most people think engineers like Legos, but we've talked about this before, we really like Kinects.
Yeah.
I think they're making a resurgence in the market. We're going to start to invest. Like, we usually talk about investing in Team Inc., still a very good choice.
One of the best,
but we would also...
I mean, they're just stronger than Legos.
Yeah, and it's just much more mature.
Yeah.
So, Connor, what are your favorite... Or what do you want this winter?
Probably a cough more in the mic.
I'm really looking forward to hopefully getting some. Oh shoot! I'm really looking forward to some 50-pound dumbbell sets, a yoga mat or two, and of course some pink and Lululemon. You know.
Ooh, you know, those are supposed to be really nice.
I already have some of those. They run high in the crotch, so they're not that comfortable. But they look good.
Okay.
Make the butt look big, the usual.
So now to myself. So I'm saying a drone is the hot gift of this holiday season. Oh gosh, okay, we'll try it again. Okay, so let's see if we can do this. So we're gonna turn the computer off, phone on, pull it out, connect. Okay, hello?
Hi, this is Megan and Tim.
Okay, about time.
Oh!
Welcome to the Christmas special, Megan and Tim. How can we help you today?
Tim,
Thank
Sam.
Thank you, we're calling in about your question.
Turn it down. The music, yeah.
Our question.
All right, so what's your favorite Christmas gift?
I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe Polly Pocket.
Huh. Polly Pocket? What about Brendan?
What are you, three?
So,
well, I sang when I was younger.
So, Meg and Tim, how long have you guys been dating?
Oh, Tim's my brother, so that's really uncomfortable.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah, you're also from Boston, so that's pretty unlikely. Anyway, so let's hear about the worst Christmas gift you have ever received.
Oh, shoot. I don't think I really got that present.
Okay.
Good Santa.
How about this? What is the worst Christmas present you've ever given?
The worst present I've ever given?
Or any weird holiday memories. Feel free to share.
Oh, we always give tea kettles to our dad because we don't know what else to get him.
So, where do you get these kettles from? Is this a Williams Sonoma, or is this a is this more of a Tivana or more of a Walmart?
These are like a Target, like $10.
Ooh, Target. Right, college, in the holiday season.
Budget tea kettle.
Wonderful, wonderful, Meg. And so I hear you're going traveling next week. Where is this to?
I'm going to be traveling to Pennsylvania.
Ooh.
To a place called Lafayette College.
Beautiful state.
Yeah.
The bells
beautiful
are
campus.
Really, yes.
Even more beautiful. Sleighs riding around on campus.
You're
on
gonna,
the quad today.
You're gonna have to watch out because we are gonna pelt you with snowballs, but it'll be in a loving way.
Oh God! All right, I'll be ready.
Wait, can we talk to Tim for a little bit?
Sure.
How's it going, guys?
Hey Tim, so how old are you?
I'm 16.
16, nice. You have the voice of like a 30-year-old. So, anyway, let's hear about your let's hear about your favorite Christmas present.
I say the guitar I got in third grade.
Ooh,
haven't
played
it since, but
it's
I mean,
a Fender.
I liked it at the time.
Nice. Did you play Guitar Hero in your youth?
No, not at all.
Ooh. This guy's a purist over here.
A purist. And if we could ask you, do you have any questions for the love doctor? Even though he left, we'll relay it to him. And then also, do you have anyone under the mistletoe this holiday season?
I might.
Ooh.
Keep it classified.
Keep it classified? So let's just say, is it cuffing season down there in Massachusetts? Or up in
up
Massachusetts?
There.
Yeah.
Up there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cuffing season.
Ooh.
Oh.
Wait, let's get the love doctor back in here. Quickly, get him.
Get him in.
Okay,
love
so... Okay, he's back. So, do you have one question for the love doctor? This is a rare opportunity. One question. How to cut.
I don't know
paying him overtime
good
for this.
Person
to ask. Yeah, this is overtime in here.
Yeah, overtime.
Get your money's worth.
He's got to leave again. Okay, it's bad. That's bad. So, anyway...
You know, he's part of a union. We just can't do that.
Yeah,
he's
no,
got emergency love advice over at Lehigh University. They don't know what to do.
Oh, gosh. Well, thank you, Tim, so much for calling in. We really appreciate the holiday spirit.
Of course.
You know, make sure to... you want to wish our 2,000 viewers a Merry Christmas.
And drink up on your eggnog as well.
Yes.
Good nutritional snack. Good nutritional snack.
And of course, we'll be sending you an Hour of Influence shirt. Those launch next semester. Premium cotton, long sleeve, $25 pocket tees, double print sided. So again, thank you so much for calling in. Bless up, bless you, and of course, Meg, we'll see you next week.
Merry Christmas. See you next week.
So now, the age-old question: do you re-gift or not?
All right, I didn't finish my gifts.
Oh, of course you re-gift.
So, hot gifts this holiday season. We got the iPhone X. We got the iPhone 8. We got the iPhone 5, 4, 3, and 2. You don't want the 1. You got drones. Okay, these are good for annoying professors. They're good for getting cool shots for the Instagram. Mm-hmm.
What,
and they're good for crashing into trees.
What brand would you go for drones?
DJI exclusively.
Yes. Like I agree. True
the Spark. Student.
Parrot.
Yes.
Parrot. Yeah. That stuff is garbage.
Yeah. Annoy your professors. How?
Yeah. Well, they're really loud.
They're
but
fake
unless
news.
You get the small one, let's get
they're
the Spark.
Fake news.
Yeah. And of course, a Sonos sound system. Swedish
very
quality.
Nice.
And finally, the only jacket worth wearing.
kind of Goose. North basically face. Any jacket out, any kind of Goose jacket out there.
Yeah.
Beside, don't get the sweaters. They're not jackets.
Nah.
Kind of Goose jackets. Yeah. Don't get the raincoats. Whatever yeah. price. Just go to REI. Yeah. Get your basic raincoat.
Yeah. A nice Arteria shell.
What do you guys think about North Face?
It's American.
Well, you know, not everybody can afford a can of Goose, all right? Yeah. How much do these things cost?
That's true, but similarly, Patagonia offers a much higher quality
for around
coat
the same
for
price.
Around the same price.
Really? What does it cost?
Well, it depends what.
Yeah, the fleece.
I'm talking the best winter jacket in the market.
Are we being cost cautious or not?
Yes. No, I want to see how much does a Canada Goose jacket cost?
Well,
depends which one you have.
Which one do you have?
I don't have a Canada Goose.
You have a Canada Goose. You have a Canada Goose.
I do not have a Canada Goose.
I do have a Canada Goose.
What?
What is this?
That's
a marmot.
What is this, mock trial?
Oh my god. Alright, so how much does a good Canada Goose cost?
Five clams.
500?
But you get on sale for $60.
Oh, on sale.
Black
Friday.
Black market. You can get a high quality Patagonia jacket. $110.
Yeah, same cannot be said. That's not $500.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about North Face.
Let's calm down.
This is the holiday season.
This is the debate. Patagonia versus North Face. Okay? We have us, Team Patagonia, and we have Brendan as North Face. So, well, Brendan, you have a minute opening statement.
North Face?
Yeah. Defend it.
It's still warm. You can wear layers with it. It's a good outer jacket. And it's cheap. It's cheaper than a Patagonia, which is a top quality $900 jacket.
Okay, our turn.
Okay, Patagonia is not $900.
Never $900.
Unless you're getting like
the six of them.
Oh, I thought you guys were Canada Goose. Like, well, Patagonia?
No, we're Patagonia.
Oh, you're so main brand stream. How many kids out here are Patagonia?
Oh my gosh.
How many kids out here are North Face?
North Face has a higher market cap.
Yeah, in the middle school it was North Face. College is Patagonia. Okay,
that's because it's a higher quality
Patagonia
thing.
Patagonia is better by this one fact. The CEO of North Face died canoeing. In the Patagonia.
It was kayaking.
Kayaking in the Patagonia.
Okay,
he's probably wearing a Patagonia. Okay. He drowned.
Okay, rest in peace. Let's not focus on the dead. But all I'm saying is the Nano Puffer, beautiful jacket. And even the fleeces. Better than North Face. Maybe the reason it's so mainstream is because it's so much better. These middle school kids don't know what they're talking about.
But back in the day, that fleece, North Face fleece.
Okay, so that was
5th grade, 6th grade.
Oh, on the basketball court?
Stunting.
On the black top?
That little elastic at the bottom that kept everything sealed in there, all the juice.
I still wear one to this day.
Oh, we know.
All right, so back to the all-important question.
Sorry about that.
Do you re-gift? And what are the complications that come with it? And what if you re-gift to the same, go back to the same person? Do you fess up to doing it? Or do you just try and hide it?
Right, you can't re-gift back to the same person. That's just, you have to re-gift to a different person.
You're a re-gifter.
Yeah.
Oh, no, revolutionary idea. So you know how when you get a nice little gift card, you get a tin gift card holder. Okay. So you take the gift card, you spend the gift card. Okay. And then you re-gift the gift card holder because you could say, here's something to hold all your gift cards in. They're being thoughtful.
Because you're not even going to use that gift card holder again.
Exactly. But someone else with a lot of gift cards might.
Yes, that is true. Especially
perfect gift this holiday season.
Maybe a young nephew or niece. Yeah. Always getting gift cards. When I was younger, because I couldn't decide on a gift.
Yeah.
So I want to stock up on. Yeah. Maybe I want some nice headphones from
GameStop.
GameStop.
That's another question.
GameStop.
Giving games back to GameStop. You get like $1.
You're basically doing them a favor.
Yeah.
I mean, think about all the memories in games like Skyrim, Call of Duty, Grand Theft Auto. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I just don't think it's worth giving the games back.
No, keep them. They'd be worth something someday. You know, nowadays everything's digital. You have that disc forever.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
All right. So we're gonna actually stay in the. We might be staying.
Yeah, we're gonna stay a little
in the
over.
Studio, little overtime. We're getting a little extra income.
Yeah, let's get a song up here.
So we got a nice song, nice summer song.
This is one of Kyle's favorite songs out right
now. It'll get you heated up.
Yeah, it'll really get you. It's a great song. Working out, chilling, anything. One of Kyle's favorites. I always get the Snapchats of him laying in his bed going crazy to this song.
Yeah, but anyway, guys, okay, so while we're waiting for that song to load, I'm going to read you some viewer emails. Let me just get these up. Okay, from Bob from Easton, Pennsylvania. Hi, all. Welcome. You gotta find me a clean song. Welcome to... Oh, wait, that's our intro. Okay. Hi, y'all. I just wanted to say I enjoy listening to you guys' show almost every weekend when you guys are on. I wish you guys were an everyday thing. Good luck with finals. And just good luck in life. I look forward to hearing you guys next semester. Thank you, Bob. Wow. Next, Dante from Westfield, New Jersey. Dear guys, show's hilarious. Love the Love Doctor. Keep doing what you do. Thank you, Dante. We'll be playing some later. So let's have a little consensus. We want some Latch. Do you want the instrumental or the acoustic version, or do you want the remix?
I want the little remix action.
Yeah, a little. Okay. Get people a little more. Once again, you're listening to
WJH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. We are still accepting calls. We can't accept everyone. There are like 254 waiting?
Yeah, missed calls.
Yeah, but we...
We'll accept some newer ones.
Yeah, we don't really like those people, so just call in whenever you want, and we may or may not accept it. But call in at 610-330-5316.
We'll see you in a few. This is the extended edition Hour of Influence Christmas special.
Hours of Influence.
You lift my heart up when the rest of me is down. You enchant me. Even when you're not around, if there are boundaries, I will try to knock them down. I'm latching on.
Welcome back to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College, right of Easton, Pennsylvania. It's the hours of influence, extended hours. This is the Kyle. Yeah. Hype Henry, Carnivorous Connor, Bodacious Brendan, Love Doctor. Thank you for coming in today. We'll see you next semester. All right, let's get back to the show.
So, of course, we have some new articles this week. Big poll in Britain. Christmas gifts out of the worst. Slippers poll as the top thing that is the worst present. But slippers. Honestly, I like as many slippers as possible. Maybe it's because they're getting crappy slippers, but you can spend $40, get your significant other or anyone some high quality slippers.
I got slippers last year for Christmas. It was LL Bean.
Ooh, you know what? Nice. You know what a great Christmas present is? Not having your phone on or putting your phone on vibrate.
Yeah, geez, Henry.
Great present. Okay, Brendan. But okay, so here are the worst other things. We have a pair of marigolds. Do we know what those are?
No idea.
Not
no,
we don't. Clue.
Let's look that up. Marigold. It sounds like a something. Oh, it's a plant. Okay, yeah. I don't want a plant. It's gonna die. Anti-cellulite cream. Anti-cellulite cream.
What is that
and,
even for?
And slippers for cellulite. Yeah.
Wow.
But, okay. Also, rubber gloves.
All right. Whoever is giving these Christmas gifts is just horrible.
Okay. So they said 34% of English people would give these gifts straight to a charity shop, but 83% say it's the thought that counts. So I mean.
But how much thought are you really putting in if you're giving someone rubber gloves?
Yeah. Like, is that supposed to be symbolic or is it just?
Okay. So I'll give you the full list. I think I hear something in the background.
Yeah, your...
Your phone?
Maybe there's a something going on in the tabs up there, big guy.
Yeah, it's outside here. But anyway, so we'll talk a little more. And then my big thing is that we want to make sure that we get a good gift. So here are the things. So, a pair of slippers, the worst. Number two, secondhand clothing. How do we feel about that?
Secondhand clothing?
Yeah. If it's vintage, it's a do. If it's...
I'm a huge vintage guy. I like that. If it's vintage, nice, that's vintage.
Yeah, what about like a Rift Gap sweater? That's a no. An autobiography of someone I didn't like?
No.
So, make sure to get everyone Hillary's new book. Four, a workout DVD. You're really sending a message.
Oh, that's right up Connor's alley.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay, five. A handmade gift like jam or chutney. Yeah,
that's good.
Probably so. If they were that good, they'd be in business. Sexy underwear for my other half. Actually, I love some me undies. I'm just saying.
Wouldn't mind it.
Like isn't, right? Some high quality underwear.
What's
some
the place that makes good underwear?
Or me undies. Underwear? Me undies.
No. Isn't like American Eagle has weird ones, don't they?
Yeah, no. We're not advertising here.
I'm not saying
so
advertising.
I don't like
all
any
I'm,
of these.
All I'm saying right. is, what? All I'm saying is, me on these is the best. So
all I'm saying is, seven is still a commando this season.
Yeah. Oh yes,
but loose.
Body heat. Body all heat. Right. So seven is a hairbrush.
Who is giving these Christmas gifts?
These are the most hated gifts. Oh, okay. God. What a hairbrush is nice. A nice celluloid one. That's nice. Eight. Let's see if eight. Nine is thermals. Okay. those are useful. Guns? 10, underwear from a boss. Ew. 11, a novelty apron. If it's functional, I'll use it. What do you guys think?
A novelty apron?
Yeah.
It's a goof gift. But you know what is the number one best gift?
What?
A pizza holder.
Oh,
that's nice.
Someone cares to elaborate.
Yeah, I mean, should I just let the world know at this point?
Yeah.
So we got this big thing with Connor. Every single time we go and get dinner or lunch or anywhere, he's a big pizza guy.
Pizza,
we usually say. So whenever we get dinner, he always gets pizza. Whenever we get lunch, get dinner. Or when we get lunch, he gets pizza. Sometimes breakfast, if there's pizza, he gets pizza.
Well, I don't know about breakfast.
Lower, he gets pizza. There's no pizza at Lower, but he somehow gets pizza. So for this Christmas, I got him actually a pizza holder. It's a little necklace put around the neck, and you can hold your pizza. So whenever he is feeling all hungry, goes up to Upper, gets his slice of pizza, walks back to McKean, and goes, pizza, pizza.
Yeah, that's a good gift. That's a good idea. Yeah.
So I mean, when you're walking around town, you just slip in a piece of pizza right in your neck, and yeah. Nobody would even know. Put a jacket over.
Get a little hankering for pizza.
Yeah.
Pizza.
You're ahead of the game.
Yeah. So,
ooh, here's a good one by the New York Post. They say, don't start a funeral plan for anyone or buy them a carpet shampooer. Death and hard work are un-Christmassy and upsetting. So, like, honestly, I feel like as a kid I would have agreed, but nothing I like more than a Dyson vacuum for the dorm. Like a little dustbuster. That's great. And can we talk about socks? I feel like the real, like, I feel like having cool socks is very cool now.
Yeah, I think a very common, like, maybe in TV shows or movies, if people get, like, fuzzy socks, they're all pissed.
Yeah.
But us, as fashionable metrosexual men in the studio.
Okay. Let's not give them the wrong impression. That just means we like cool clothes.
Yeah. Yeah, we're very fashionable we're Gucci people gang. Here.
Yeah,
especially Brendan here with his North Face. But we're really into funky socks.
So would you rather have fuzzy socks or dress socks that are cool?
So there's different levels. Cool. Do you want combed cotton or do you want like really fine dress socks? I think for the winter, you want like kind of the combed cotton dress socks. You want the really fine ones because you don't want to be
well, I mean, I don't really wear dress socks that much.
Yeah, but just,
going out.
Just funky socks in general. They're very expensive, right? Henry, how much?
Like a pair of Ralph's, $18.
Yeah, but even like if you go to any like normal hipster store, they could be like $12.
$12 $12.
Yes.
Yeah, so. I mean, you're going to wear them on an occasion that's usually not something that happens.
Like every day. Yeah.
I'm not going to wear funky socks to class. I'm going to wear just regular white socks.
Okay. Right? Then you're probably missing out on some aspect of life. But I'm just saying, it's an added comfort. Would you be happy getting three pairs of. What do you rather have? $25 gift card or let's say $40 worth of sick socks from Ralph?
$40 gift card or $40 socks?
No, $25 gift card or $40 with a nice crisp socks.
How many socks is that going to get me?
$40, let's say like six pairs of Ralph's.
Ooh. I'll go over the pairs of socks then.
Yeah, that's nice.
Easily.
Wait, no, six pairs? So like, yeah, six pairs.
What about you? Just cool socks shows a little extra to the person.
And I got to say, at Lafayette, you know, in the winter, you're wearing a huge jacket. So like, you can't really you know, show off your sense of style with like the clothes underneath that much. So really the socks play a major role because it's like, oh, those are some cool socks that guy has. So what is your guys' favorite sock that you have, like favorite design?
Oh, I'll go first. So I got these socks over in Ireland. They're Guinness edition socks.
Guinness? Yeah. What, did you get them in the factory?
In the factory.
Oh, I went to the pub house to the top floor.
That's
360.
Great. Better to have Guinness there than just anywhere else.
That's what they say on the tour. I wouldn't know.
I mean, yeah, you wouldn't know. Under 21 here. But I mean, I got two pairs of socks there, and it has like toucan, the Guinness toucan, and then it has also, it's a black pair of socks, and it has like the Guinness on the side.
It's like Disney World for alcoholics.
Yeah, pretty much. But Guinness does make other stuff than beer. They make chocolates.
That is true. What a great point. Kyle.
Yeah, well, coming from a person who doesn't actually wear socks, I usually wear sandals, and even if you see me wearing shoes.
Well, you're German, so that makes sense.
Yeah, there's no socks underneath those shoes, so. My favorite pair of socks would be no socks because I like to stay au naturel, get the odors flowing. So you don't want to come near me. My bedroom stinks.
That's nasty.
Like feet.
You nasty.
Stinks. Yeah, so.
All right, Connor, what's your favorite pair of socks
to pick?
He happens to enjoy it, though.
If I had to pick socks, I'd probably get like bacon and egg socks.
Cool.
Yeah.
Big food guy.
Only if they smelled like bacon and eggs.
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah. All right, Connor, what's your favorite pair of socks?
You know, I keep it casual. I don't like a lot of crazy illustrations. Any toucans, no bacon, no eggs. But what I like is some socks that have like, you know, two or three solid colors.
Jesus was Jewish.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Let's chill.
Let's talk about
We're
that.
We're talking about socks right now.
You know, I have a pair that's it's a nice brown and blue mix.
Oh, like my eyes.
Subtle, but still a little fancy.
Yeah,
I like it. All right, honey, what's your favorite pair of socks?
Favorite pair of socks? So actually, my aunt is a sock czar.
Theme. Of course she is.
Sock czar. So she hooks me up with the hottest socks straight off the assembly line from exotic places like China, Japan, Afghanistan, the United States. So I've been fortunate enough to sample a lot of socks. My favorite socks, the tuxedo teddy. You know how Ralph Lauren is that tuxedo teddy bear?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So those socks 50% wool, 50% cashmere, with it stitched in, the tuxedo teddy bear. Nothing, I've never had a warmer sock, I've never had a better looking sock, like it's plain, but when you see that teddy bear, that is nice.
You definitely lost.
You brought him to school?
No, I didn't bring him to school, I was going to lose him.
Good point.
Their prize.
Yeah, good point.
The only thing is those are 26 a pair, which I never would have paid for, but I got them for free, because she's a czar of socks.
It's a clutch pickup.
So, yeah, great sock, great pick. And then, of course, guys, final topic of the show. Our plans. Let's change it up. Let's do Frosty the Snowman. Oh wait,
crying out here.
Yeah. Well, we're sad it's the last thing. Winter Wonderland.
What's that song that's really hype for Christmas? Remember that song?
The
dun 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 dun. That's like
da 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 da. Sleigh bells?
No.
Roasting on an open fire. All
right. Can we put that song on the hype song?
Da 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 da. Yeah,
that really gets you hype for Christmas. Ever hear that song? Like I go just like run through a wall.
It's in that car commercial, right?
Is it?
It gets you really in the middle of Sixers.
It gets you really hype. I mean, like, if there's one hype song other than 300 Violins, it's got to be this song.
Yeah, we can build a snowman. We can call Mr. Bosenberg. So anyway, plans over Christmas break. Let's hear it, Brendan.
Plans over Christmas break?
Yeah.
Do nothing, pretty much. Probably just sit on the couch for a while. Watch some of the favorite shows. Chopped, Golf Channel.
Of course. Holiday break, not Christmas break.
Oh, it's Christmas break.
It's Christmas break.
Maybe go skiing, actually. Getting fitted for new golf clubs. That should be sweet. Get some Christmas gifts. Eat a lot of food. Do nothing. Chill out.
Yeah, so for me, this is the Kyle speaking. As everyone's saying, cuffing season, I'm saying hibernation season. So I'm really stocking up on the fat, as you can see me around the quad. Get a little more, less lean, get a little more fatty foods in there. So stocking up on my cheeseburgers, less lean meats. What else? Maybe hanging with the fam squad, going over the pond, and then a little more over to Germany. Get a few, see a few museums, get some history lessons in there, maybe get some culture.
Have some strudel.
Strudel. some bread rolls in the morning. Some crispy bread rolls. So, Connor, what are you doing in this one, Rick?
Well, we're going to start off with a bang here. We might be rolling to, Playboy Cardi and who is it? Lil Uzi? Maybe, possibly. December 22nd.
Whoa.
Temple. Maybe. We're thinking about
that's it. Pretty cool.
But
that is a play hard school, not a work hard play hard school.
Yeah, it's just play hard. Beyond that, I'm gonna be busting my back, working long hours, cheeks, making some money, so I can one, buy some top tier Christmas presents, and two, so I can.
Where do you work?
Let's not talk about it. It's a secret.
And I hear you're meeting Dana over the break.
Yeah, so us with the girlfriends. Gonna hang out with the girlfriends.
A night or a day?
Well, yeah.
In New York City.
We have something in the little.
You guys live near each other?
Not at all.
And then Kyle and myself going to ski school. Ooh. Shout out Breckenridge. Shout out Blue Mountain.
Blue Mountain.
Shout out all the ski places. It's pizza, french
shout
fry.
Out Camelback.
French fry pizza. Yeah, pizza, yeah.
French fry.
So, we'll come out pro skiers. That's going to be a two-day thing. And, of course, I think most of us are going to be applying to be OLs next year, so orientation leaders. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think there's not much to say. We just want to maybe be more social than we even are right now. So we just want to meet new people, show them how great of a college this Lafayette College, work hard, play hard school is.
Basically, you get here a week early, and then you train, and then you're like the orientation leaders for all the new, innocent freshmen.
Mm, maybe gain some new friendships in that time. Yeah.
So,
have more people to wave to around campus. High fives, hugs, smooches.
Fist bumps.
Fist bumps. Slow down there.
Elbows.
Cowboy.
Yeah, especially during flu season, only elbows.
Yeah.
But yeah, so has everyone gone on their Winter Wonderland plans?
Yes, I think we have.
Okay. That's going to be great.
Matt will
hang with the fam.
You know who that leaves?
Hang with the girlfriend. Should be sweet.
Yeah, I think we have one left.
Where's Max?
One and only, Hype Henry.
Okay, oh. Guys. Anyways, we can do Max. Okay, so Nintendo Switch. Bam.
Yeah, that's basically
that's it. What Max is gonna do.
Skyrim. Might be going to Disney World.
Nah, Obi-Trite. Yo, Obi-Trite, OBMs. Yes,
Obi-Trite. I heard that meeting went very well Friday. Yeah.
So it's going to be an interesting Christmas break, to say the least. Got a Christmas presents. We got family. We have the High Society Party of Scotch Plains, December 23rd. We have ski school. Might be playing some snow paintball with Connor.
Basically all the essentials.
All the essentials. And probably some sick airsoft.
OBMs.
So, yeah, with that being said, we did find the song. It's called Carol of the Bells.
Oh,
it's by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Oh, this gets you hyped.
And it is, we're going to kind of jam out with you guys and, you know, sing along, do some awesomeness. So,
one last time.
I'm getting chills
of the year. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. Let's do that one more time, 10 times faster. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. Okay. It's the Hour of Influence.
This is the last time for the year.
Yeah. This is
I'm gonna cry.
This is your head DJ, Hype Henry.
This is your secondary head DJ, The Kyle.
This is your co-host, Brendan.
Bodacious Brendan.
Bodacious Brendan.
This is the head field reporter, Max Perino.
And last but surely not least, Connor Thatcher.
No, it's
Carnivorous.
DJ Thatch.
Oh, Carnivorous DJ Thatcher.
Pizza. Oh my. And how could we forget? The love doctor. He left, but he's in our hearts. We'll see you guys next semester. Bless up. It's been a pleasure.
And guys, let's
jam
time.
Out.
Rally towel.
La 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 la. Yo. Yo, yo, yo.
Dude, I'm getting the chills right now. Just wait for this bass drop.
What? Yeah!
Hermes, Lynn.
Shh. Happy birthday! Happy birthday!